According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants, and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Father, we give glory to your name this morning. I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for help today. Thank you. You will help us, Lord. You will help me to minister to your people in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I was saying yesterday is that man was broken down by sin and death, but God is a builder. Bible calls God, we are his building. We are God's what? Building. We are his husbandry. Amen. So his intention is to build man back. Build him beyond where he was when he fell. Man was a living soul when he was made. Then he was broken down by sin to become flesh. But God wants to raise man beyond the level of a living soul. He wants to raise man and make man divine. Amen. He wants to make man an entity of eternal life, an heir of eternal life. And without eternal life, that being cannot be overcome. It is the force of the life that is in us that can put him to be. So every development, every growth is acquisition of life. There is no growth if you are not acquiring life. Every growth is acquisition of life. So I was saying something yesterday that every allocation has something to give to raise persons. Persons. Persons of the Holy Ghost. I heard Pastor Baker preach a message, whether a prayer meeting or somewhere. I was so blessed. He was talking about the giving of persons. That when you see persons that the Holy Ghost raised, you will know that these are persons. You see, these are our fathers. They are persons of the Holy Ghost. Persons of the... You see them exhibit some kind of wisdom. You'll be wondering. Holy Ghost raised them. And yesterday, me and Daddy, my husband, were talking. He said, you see why God has not been able to commit the church to any other person but these people that he raised. He's waiting for another set of people to rise. And that is what the gospel will deliver. You see them, sir, they can represent God. They can represent the church. You see demonstration of wisdom. It's Holy Ghost. When Pastor was ministering, a lot of us who even went through the Holy Ghost because we picked something. But I now discovered that we are still lacking some things. Like he was saying, Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, when they stoned him, he said, Father, forgive them. Ah. Ejosa. Aledie. Ah. Konju mini. Oh, strong. You know, it was the manifestation of the Holy Ghost on his inside that made it easy for him to say, Father, he was beginning to behave like Jesus. Father, forgive them. Ah, who does that? Hey, Joshua, if you slap me once, you slap me the second time, I will tell God. You know, there's this saying we say, you go only to where you are being celebrated. Holy Ghost, so till corny. You go only to where you are being celebrated. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, he will take you to where you are not being celebrated, and he will tell you, celebrate everybody. Persons, all these things, they are meant to change us. Every supply. So when we, let me not stay too long there, because God is moving us. Amen. You understand? But you see, I started thinking, I said, God, you need to finish that word, because I don't think I will react like, I might not talk. You understand? But I will look for a way to excuse myself. I said, God, please, let's be separated. I need my space. But this one, they stoned him and he was about to die. If it is you, what will fill your heart? Bitterness. Bitter ekpe. You will cause them to their fourth generation. Say, if I be the man of God, let your fourth generation not make it. Why? Something is on our inside. Laws that make us to react like that. We were framed to react like that. But you see, what I was trying to say is that the Holy Ghost takes you, leads you to feel you more. When you cooperate with his leadings, his instructions, you discover that you become more full of him. Where there were people who went through that season of the Holy Ghost who did not cooperate. We had them. That brother I was telling you yesterday, he was under the reign of Holy Ghost, but he never changed. He didn't cooperate. He didn't change. He didn't change. He was becoming bad and bad, and he can speak in tongues. He can preach. But he didn't cooperate with the, because the Holy Ghost will be talking to him. When those allocations are coming, they will be coming with instructions, with leadings, with corrections. But he never changed. He married. His wife had to drive him away. Yes. So what am I saying? You see, when they said, choose you from among you, men, it means that there are people among them who were not cooperating, who didn't have good reports. If not, they would have just said, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Just pick them randomly. Because all of them, under the same allocation. Shebibe no ni Ananias and Sapphira wa. Same message. Same move of the spirit. They were all witnessing it. Some people were cooperating. Some people were. We yield at different rates. Different level. May that not be our portion. Amen. So he said, choose you from among you. Which means those people, they heard, they did, and they emerged. God is not partial. It is our souls. The level of yieldedness will determine the emergence of persons. So they were full. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So, but some people went ahead to cooperate and then became full. So I started talking to myself, Father, it's not easy for me to do this so that somebody will be stoning me to death, which means I need some more ghost. I need some more ghost to help me to quickly let go. Some more ghost. There are areas in your life that you discover that you, though I am under this allocation, this thing has not been taken care of. This one has not been addressed. This one. And then you begin to talk to God. about it, because we are hearing the same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Persons are meant to emerge. God, so Pastor now says something. He said, when you look at the company of Holy Ghost men, you wonder. He said, I am looking forward to a time when a company of Christ men will be so obvious. This is a Christ man. Not because he's talking Christ, but he's living out Christ. And the peak of that, you see, the peak of the Holy Ghost move is their love work. We were talking yesterday, they gave themselves wholly to that thing. They will not compromise their love work. They will not compromise. When you see them, the kind of love they generate. I was talking to, I was preaching something, I said, Hagin Jr., they abused him. They abused the poor, sir. They said that there's no other thing he can do apart from working for his father. And his ministers that were saying that. Ministers who were preaching, they were also under the Holy Ghost allocation. But Hagin Jr., what else can he do? He talks like his father said. What else can he? Cannot do any other thing. Apart from working for his father, he can't start a ministry. You know, that is enough to make you want to show more money. To show that you can start a ministry. Say, Dad, I'm not going to walk in your shadow. I'm going to start my own ministry. And prove to the world that I can also start a ministry. I've got enough stuff. For where? May devil not push us to show our muscle. When he's pushing you to show your body, he's telling you chest out because he wants to hit that chest hard. You know, there are things that they will say that will instigate you to want to chest out. You want to prove a point. I can do. I can be this. I am this. And his weight is the one calling you out because he's got some blow for that chest. He will break the ribs. So, leadings, teachings, they give us stamina, understanding. So, you know what he did? They now went for a conference. The man that said that thing was at the end of the conference hall. He was here at the other end, and he cited him from afar. If it is you, what will you do? You will go out through this door now, and there's a door here. Eh? Shebi? You just avoid him. How can a man of God be talking like that? How can you abuse? What did I do for you? Do you know what he did? He left here and walked across the conference hall to go and greet him and hug him. That is stature of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost stature. They emphasize that because that is the faith and love work is the hallmark of the Holy Ghost allocation. Man, the kind of love work, I'm still praying. Even though I went through it, God taught me small, but I can break at times. Status, persons. So me and Daddy, we talk a lot. We said, if you sit Copeland down and you preach Christ to him, he will understand it. Because in that location, they are seeing some things. He said, is it Baba Adebo, you will sit down and you will preach Christ to him. And you have to make sure you preach it with humility. Because Baba will support you. Sorrow, Dada, Shugman. With humility, he will understand you. It's just that it is not their allocation. That's why we have to be humble. Because you didn't do much for you to begin to hear cry. You didn't do what they did. What did you do? Their concentration is high. Consecration. Ah, God dealt with those men. I was thinking this morning when he was, you know, when they were killing Christians. Everybody was saying, Baba, shout, Baba, talk, Baba, talk. When he decided to talk, high wisdom, he led a protest. And what he was saying, every soul is precious. He didn't say, you are killing Christians. Stop killing. He said, every soul, soul of unbeliever, soul of Christians, soul of Muslims is precious. They couldn't fault him. High wisdom, high wisdom. Holy Ghost delivers such wisdom. And that is the least of the wisdom. Because when you come to Christ, Christ, the wisdom of God and the power of God. There is wisdom also in Christ. Wisdom. He said, we preach Christ and him crucified. To the Jews, is what? A stumbling block. To the Greeks, is foolishness. It's foolishness. So if you are not ready to be foolish, don't come and learn Christ. Because Christ will make you a mumu. Christ, he will make... why the mumu? And God is waiting for mumus to rise. But you see those mumus, they will beat the wisdom of spirits. You cannot fight spirits if you are not wise. We need wisdom to fight this spirit. So, you know the wisdom. Kisha won't call it wisdom. No, wisdom of the spirit. Wisdom of Christ. Wisdom of meekness. Wisdom of lowliness. Wisdom of long suffering. Wisdom, wisdom, the Lord told me sometime. I was struggling. I was so pained. I was so pained because somebody had said something that pained me so much. And I was pained. And the first thing he did, I went to buy something for somebody. So I bought, I said, let me buy this thing. I said, this one that is abusing somebody does not deserve anything. And the Lord said, there you are. Buy something for this person. I said, buy ke. Into I said, bumiton, kilo ma fi mi pe no, ode. Say bye. So I bought grudgingly. Do some things grudgingly. But make sure you do what he says. Exercise. When you do it grudgingly, when you do it two times, the power of that grudge will let go of you. Do it grudgingly. Do it not willing. Do it crying. Have you ever done something crying? Oh do me, Lord, but make sure you yield to that prompting. The prompting might just be understanding. As I'm preaching now, the Spirit of God will be taking your heart to places where you have been goofing. He will open it to you. And then some people will go ahead and repent quite quickly and make up their minds what they are going to do. That is how we make progress. Do it crying. What am I saying? For you to know what to do, understanding must come to you when it comes to the realm of Christ. Understanding is a person we want to get. We want to know him so we can get him. To access the things inside him, they have to open our eyes of understanding. Give me Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might... You see, before he started praying this prayer, he heard something about them. He heard how they had done well with the first allocation. Maybe we should just go some verses before so we can see. As ye also, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. This is the same thing Paul said to the Ephesian Christians. they had exercised themselves in what they heard. That faith, for your information, is beyond faith for claiming. In milk, there is faith for obeying God, doing things that the Holy Ghost instructs you to do. Faith, you see people, because of faith in the Lord Jesus, they deny certain things that are obvious because they have faith in the Lord. This faith is beyond I believe, I receive. It's beyond that. Oh, if the only faith you learned in milk is I believe, I receive, you have not learned anything. You have not learned anything. You have not. There is faith to deny, even in milk. There's faith to turn. It is because of faith that you leave some works of the flesh. Faith. Because of that faith, you turn your back on things that look so sumptuous. It is faith that will make a person who is just born again leave a man that is promising, that you want to marry, that your parents have known, and you say, you don't believe in the Lord Jesus, I can't marry you. It takes faith. It's not just faith for claiming. Faith for refusing. Sir, it is faith that will make a man turn his back on millions of naira. Millions of naira now in Nigeria is not money again. When you say million, those days when millionaire, you can say how low only millionaire is now billionaires. It is faith that will make you say, even though you know you are going to lose your job. People didn't mind losing jobs those days because they tell you to compromise. You say no. You say no. And your job is before you that is giving you tons of money. Faith will make you turn your back from it and say, if I perish, I perish. So when he said, when I had people suffered persecution from families, family would throw them out. Say, you, if you don't renounce that your faith in Jesus, it was milk faith. Ejo, kokishi ordinary yegbe. Milk faith in it. But they can turn their back on their families. Yes. A lot of brethren that we grew up together in school, God wants to raise men. Status. So we were reading Colossians. It says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. So they have preached to them. You know, the opening of their eyes. When eyes are open, you begin to see hope. So in preaching milk to them, they were seeing something beyond just claiming and receiving. And they gave themselves to it. Because opening of the eyes will begin to change hope. And when you see hope, you want to go for the hope. The reason we are living the way we are is because hope is not yet real to us. Some of us, money is more real to us than the hope. So you are ready to give up the hope because of money. Say, now here we go, Dayo. We know, I know greed. Now here we go die. But somebody that is full of hope, Paul said, why don't you rather suffer yourself to be cheated? He said, suffer yourself to be what? Cheated. Than going to court. I'm a jatoni. So let me finish what I was saying. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, okay, verse 9. For this cause, because of your attitude, your yieldedness, for this cause, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. All wisdom and spiritual understanding. You see semicolon there. That is the next verse is linked to this. What is the reason for being filled with all wisdom? The wisdom here, when you say all wisdom, there are levels of wisdom. You know, when you say this cup is full, this is full. It's full according to the measure of the bottle. If you pour it into another vessel, it will not be full. So when you say all wisdom, this wisdom is a wisdom that is found in Christ. When you exhaust the wisdom of Christ, you come to another level of wisdom, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained for our glory. It's higher than the wisdom that is in Christ. Hallelujah. But the realm of Christ, there is all wisdom that is of Christ. And the reason for all this wisdom is for one thing, so that you can walk. The next verse said, let's go back to that Colossians. That ye, so that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all please. That is, you cannot please the Lord, Christ. You can't please him without you being filled with wisdom. And what? Spiritual understanding. That is what you need to assess what is contained in Christ. Spiritual understanding. You just know. You know a person. You understand the laws that are operational. You understand his frame. There's a way Christ is framed. There's a way you just begin to understand it. It's the activity of that spirit of wisdom and revelation. You need to understand the frame of Christ. Sorry, when I first met my husband, when we are talking, I would tell him, there's a way he behaves. I could read him. I say, you remind me of the Lord. I used to tell him, I say, you remind me of the Lord. There's a show of wisdom. You remind me of the Lord. Show of meekness. Wisdom, discretion. There's a way we went somewhere one day and I saw the way he was relating with that man of God. I was looking at him. And he would take it for granted. He would, you know, some people don't understand. They don't have understanding. They don't have understanding. There's a way you can come low for a person, he will take it for granted. So you understand that kind of a thing. But he didn't bother. He didn't think about it. He was just serving that person. I was looking at him and said, I didn't have that understanding then. He brought those understanding to me later by watching him over the years. And I was like, what not if I can really lay? You know, we protect ourselves. We don't want to be taken for granted. But he was not thinking about it. He doesn't mind you taking him for granted. He will just do what is. I didn't understand that he had more knowledge, understanding than me. And that was what I was. So I used to think, how come he or Lenny Kuleja? I'm telling you the truth. Or Lenny Kuleja. He doesn't know how to defend himself. He doesn't know how to. He will just do things. You'll be wondering. Hey, I might take you for granted, though. You are not in the north, you are in the south. Southern people want leg on. I didn't know that he had a configuration. It was a configuration I was seeing. I didn't understand it. It took me time to begin to understand. So I would look at you and say, you remind me of the Lord. He's always, before you will see my husband, respond to something. To battle respond to that, you will go and look for gift and give the person. That you'll be pained in his heart that he responded. He will look for gift. I just said I should give you. He's correcting something bad though. Am I okay? Oh, Lenny, brother, I joke. There is what you understand that will make you behave in a particular way. It is out of understanding. Out of understanding. So he said, when you are filled with the knowledge, with the what? With the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Wisdom. When we talk about wisdom, I'm out of connecting. Wisdom or being smart. Wisdom that is from above is first pure. Then peaceable. When you see somebody who is always looking for how to make peace, the person has wisdom. Peaceable. At times to be peaceable, you have to take rubbish. You have to take being put down and then not react. You are wise. Not fighting for your right. You are wise. Wisdom, honestly, wisdom. Peaceable. Full of what? Gentle. Hold on, Daddy, I said, Jiwa. A time the Lord moved on my life, he said, I will want you to be gentle. He said, I want you to be what? Koyemi. Hey, Joma. Koyemi. He said, I want you to be gentle. Because I have passion. Think about Kamila. I say Kamila, I sing and I maso. You understand? And the Lord said, no. I want you to be gentle. So to explain to me what gentleness is, how to be gentle. I've not even attended to Pastor. I just broke into a vision one day. I saw heavenly men arrayed. Want to baje? Want to? Not that they are forcing it. They are configured. It's a configuration I saw. Share the configuration, yeah? If you push them, they will not. Why are you pushing me? That's how they will respond. Share the Lord has to encounter us with all these things. If it's only letter you are hearing, as you are hearing letters, spirit will be painting pictures to you. When you push them like this, why are you pushing me? That's all. You know why I was rolling on the floor? I was crying. Is this what God wants me to be? I cried, yeah, yo. For weeks, that thing didn't leave me. When it was like somebody is tormenting you with something. When we are in meeting, the vision will come back and we fall on the floor. You know, a lot of things we say, we don't understand. You know, they say spiritual understanding. I didn't become like that in one day. The spirit had to follow me in situations. Where situations arise, he would tell me, this is what I want you to do. Anyhow. when something happened between me and somebody, I felt that I've been insulted. People then say, "Why insult me? Ke mo ju any law, mo check bogo law." The Lord just showed me a vision. He said, "Let any law, mo fe kuma so safe any." To ba ti kie, ko to kie ten wo na tete so sa. Mo de ju any law, gone. Ni mo fe. He just showed me a picture of myself bending and saying, "Sir." So for few people want insult you, it's because you are high. That's why you feel insulted. I now want you to come down below that person and make the person feel better than you. Configuration of a being. They want to transfer it to you. They will make you see it. You will understand. You don't have to see a vision, no. A painting by the Spirit. What they want you to look like. You see, when this thing is manifesting, animaja, we won't be fighting ourselves. Eh? Because when you do something, I am quick to beg you. You have offended me, you must apologize. You yourself, you go apologize. When I first married my husband, he knew what I didn't know. Mi oponu. Oponu ni mi osma. Why did you do this? Yeah. He would say, "Joma binu, Daddy Jimmy." Say, "I will come again tomorrow." "Joma binu, Daddy Jimmy." He's always asking for forgiveness. Me, I'm always right. So I now discovered that, I was seeing some manifestations of going up. I said, "I am your wife. I don't want to make or no. And he didn't change. No, you were the one with me." So what the bear? He said, "You're always right. I'm always wrong. Continue to be right." I said, but it's on ye. Continue to be right. You don't understand these things. Configuration. Say, "You're always right." And the Lord is only close to them who have a contrite heart and a humble spirit. Oh, my genius, I want to my right. That's why marriages will break. Somebody has to take the blame for marriage to succeed. Until the other person comes up. He said, so that we can do what? Walk worthy of the Lord. Unto all pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work. God is looking for works from us. But what we inform it? Knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. When you see somebody who cannot make peace, there is no wisdom of peacemaking. No wisdom. When you have wisdom, you will take the blame so that there will be peace. You will take the fall so that there will be peace. You will take the fall. Wajebi. As long as there's peace. As long as there's, they will take you for granted. Forget that one. You see, the first thing that will come to your mind, Satan will just show you a picture. This person cannot take this character that I want to display. That is what will come to your mind. But God is looking. You see, Enton bale temole. Cannot defeat Satan. That is the wisdom that God configured for us to defeat that devil. Because he is completely opposite of God. Jesus said, learn of me. I am meek and I am lowly in heart. We need to make progress in that realm to beat Satan. That is what will make you fly below the radar. Anything, every day I tell God, hey, forgive me for being high-minded, you. Forgive me for being proud, you. Forgive me for being arrogant, you. Because when I see the Lord and I see my level of meekness, ha, mujinogon, I now see that I'm vulnerable to spirits. Spirit will prey on you if you are not constantly going down. Okay, la one man lunting one. They don't come down. He doesn't have ability to come down. So the learning of Christ will commit to you a level of meekness and lowliness. He is going to keep increasing until you become that lamb that was slain. Jerry Lamb is the one that overcame the world. Overcame Lucifer, overcame the dragon, that lamb that was slain. Because that God does not have ability, and his strength is his life. That he's told us, so to us. He's a strong being. I mean, somebody bragging against his creator. Against his creator. Putting up a fight against his creator. To the end, he fought. To the end, he was put under the bottomless pit. You think he will be sober? To the end, that what a configuration. It was a twisting of his person. He was not made like that. It's a configuration. He cannot change. He cannot repent. He cannot be sober. He got up. He got out and went to gather all the nations to come and fight the lamb. When you see somebody who is bold, extraordinary bold, ordinarily bold, ha! Run from the person. Something is fueling that boldness. It's Satan. Except God helps you. A lot of times, a lot of people cannot be helped when they are like that. They have to arrange situations for them that will break them. Break them, break them, break them. Man, okay. Uluwa oloro enyi lo ba. Like Nebuchadnezzar. He needed that experience to humble him. That was another Lucifer growing. Me, Pastor, if you like experience, let it break me. I want to yield to the word of God. Let revelation break me. When I'm yielding to revelation, I'm actually being broken. That is how to be broken. Yielding. Because, you see, when you take a step towards what has been revealed, something goes out of you. You break. Something breaks on your inside. When you yield to God's leading, you agree to be somebody that will be looked down upon. Power! EBT power one. Agree. It is persons God wants to raise. People who embody everything that is in Christ. The laws that framed Christ. You can embody it. And when you embody, it makes you another kind of person. And that is a raising. The end of Christ is a life that you will reap. It's called the small life. The life of Christ. But you can reap it. He said that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Walk worthy. That is the reason for wisdom, for revelation and understanding, is to give you what to do. What to do has to be revealed to you. We don't even know what is right according to Christ. It has to be revealed. For therein, inside the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God, right standards of God, right standards of God, right standards of God are revealed. How can somebody insult you? And the Lord will tell you the next thing to do. When somebody is insulting you, what do you want to do? You want to break tie. You want to part ways. go stay on your own. Let me stay on my own. We will always break in church if we don't grow. Because those who will hold church together are people of wisdom. People who can suffer long, who can forbear one another. Eh? Who will, in spite of whatever, still be able to meet out right standards towards one another. Say, I'm getting angry and he insulted me. And the Lord said, he didn't just say, he showed me a vision. Said, Masosa, Latini law. Does that look? Does show Jorani? Kojo. He wants to rid you of every right that makes you to die. But understanding will make it easy for you. Understanding ministers grace to us. Walking worthy unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and in, you know, you see that? Oshikwasi. In every, and then the next one is increasing in the knowledge of God. Now you come to another location. Knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. None. He has his own demands. He has his own works. Because Thessalonians say, you walk worthy of God. Walk worthy of God who has called you to his kingdom and his glory. There is a walk worthy, walking worthy of God. Amen. Now, he said increasing in the knowledge of God. I was surprised. What will begin to happen to us when we increase in the knowledge of God? What does he produce? Give me the increasing in the knowledge of God. When the knowledge of God comes, it will strengthen you with all might according to his glorious power. Unto what? This is how they know that I know God. All patience, long suffering with joyfulness. Who rejoices when he's suffering? Long suffering. And I began to see something. The attributes of when God was declaring himself to Moses. Kosakwe, I'm the powerful, the almighty, the worker of miracles. How did he describe himself? Give me that. These are the things that are inside him. God will make us to see this and know what he's expecting of us. What kind of beings are we to be? And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, he proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and what? Abundant in goodness and truth. Knowledge of God will make you like this. Long-suffering. You see, long-suffering, I began to see it every morning. Give me Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1. These are attributes, these are things, laws that are kicked inside God that he wants to transfer into us and make us beings. Eh? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye do what? Walk worthy of the vocation. What makes you worthy of the vocation? Worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. What is the vocation? What is our vocation? What is our calling? To get life. We are on a journey of getting life. Eternal life for that matter. Amen. Amen. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. How do I walk worthy? What makes me worthy? Ah, Olorun shanu mi o with all lowliness. And what? And meekness. These are the things that, these are worthy works. And meekness with long suffering. Hey, hey. You see, we were crafted opposite of this. We were crafted with haughtiness of spirit, high-mindedness, impatience, suffering. You see, I have short fuse for some things. So you blow my fuse easily. Our fuse is always blowing because we have been weakened. Say, my irritates me easily. I get easily irritated by things like this. No strength, no building. This is a sign of being raised. When you are built with all, which means there are levels of lowliness. All of us are still undergoing the course of lowliness. To bring yourself, you'll be so low that you'll be nothing. It's when you are nothing that you can let go of things. It's when you are no way you start, count yourself to be something, you get highly offended. I see that offense is tied to pride.
Okay, Lord Jesus. For Shishmenwa, cash, cash, caniati, cash, 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 cause, 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 cause. It's a sign of cause. It's a sign of a cause. It's a sign that the cause is still inside. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Don't deny it for being offended. It's a sign that the property of the adversary is still inside.
Benny,
yeah,
sir.
I want to heal you.
Yes.
You know, Ak, Shweniet, Ezumaniet, Ezumatinia 8, Espretonia 8. If you don't check it, it will grow to the point of you being an hater, hater of your sister, an hater of your brother,
Benio,
an hater of your spouse, an hater of your in-laws. So check it. So check it. For there is grace here now. There is grace, 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 grace. Torika kuka. To recalibrate,
to recalibrate,
repent, to return, to return. Take advantage of this grace. Take advantage of my nearness on this matter and repent. Repent now, and I'll cause help, even grace, to drop on your heart for to let go. For to let go. You can let go. You can let go. You should let go. You can let go. Let go and come even into your true estate. Your true estate is that you should be small. You ought to be small. You should be little. You ought to be little. For when you are big, for when you are big and great in your own eyes, he would afflict you. He would catch you. You will be within the holding, but I say be small, become small, become small. There's grace to think yourself small. There's grace to see yourself as small. You can be tread upon, you can be despised, you can be looked down upon. Say it to yourself, because
yes,
you need that state of mind, you need that disposition of thoughts for to escape the adversary and to be free from his curse, even his limitations, his limitating power, his limiting power thrives on those who are big. I say be small, be small, be small. There is help to think small now. There is help. Just turn, 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 turn. Yield to my prompting and repent. And I'll make grace available. I'll make grace available. I'll make grace available. Yay, I hear the Lord say, breathe out death. Let out death. Exhale death. Exhale darkness. Repent.
Are we letting go of death? An enemy did the work. Overcoming him is overcoming the work that has been wrought inside us. There is grace to overcome. He has his things, his understanding, his revelation. You see him as is. You see First John chapter 3. He said, when we see him, we shall be like him, because we will see him as he is. When the gospel is being preached, it's a person we are preaching. We are preaching the configuration of a person so that you can see how exactly he is. We can see how he is. He said, I go to my father. The world seeth me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. I need to see him to be able to live. Why will I live? Because I see him. I see how he's configured. I see what is inside him. I see what he's made up of. I see how exactly he looks like. And I take steps in that direction to live how I look like. My look like is also a configuration. Yeah. An enemy did it. Yeah. And you say, I mean to me, you have accepted it to be you. It's not you. It's the work of an enemy. And you need to let go of it. You need to let go of it. You need, when you see him, you are able to judge yourself. I had to be telling myself every time, I need, with me being thin in you, I'm a little smaller than an ant. I am a nobody. I say it every time because somewhere in my soul, I am somebody. And it is good for you to accept it. Anything can make you somebody. Josiah, when we come to church, a lot of things can make us somebody. When you speak in tongues more than your brother, you become a somebody. Revelation can make you a somebody. Say, I'm water among cocoin. One day I went to Baba Ezekiel's office. We were talking. So we're just talking basic things. I said, this basic thing. Why would somebody not understand it? Agbalagba, he looked at me, he said, Apollos. He used to call me Apollos. Say Apollos. Say, don't talk like that. He said, don't talk like that. He said, is it by your power that you know these things? Agbalagba. When you stay with Agbalagba, you'll be wise. So say Apollos, don't talk like that. He was taken aback. Said, don't talk like that. That is, I'm looking at the why don't they understand this simple thing? He said, it's not by your power. Agbalagba loba me soro yen. That can make you something. We can become many things by reason of anything. Anything can puff you up, can take. Satan is after taking us up. He has walked a walk inside us. You just need a little pep. You just see yourself high up. Then you deliberately bring yourself down. Understand one thing, I fear is a morbid fear for me because I know it is the way to destruction, easy way to destruction. He said, pride goes before a fall. So I fear it. You know, some people fear fornication. This is not the realm of fornication now. Fornication should not be once named among us. These are the things that will be named among us. Arrogance. High-mindedness, haughtiness of spirit. Doesn't those thoughts run through your mind? Am I lying? I am that I am. Who does he think he is? Because there is something you think you are. God will help us. Yeah. These are the things that make us worthy. He said you walk worthy of your vocation. With all lowliness, all meekness, with long suffering. Enjoy long suffering. Long suffering. Because we are all still in process. You have shortcomings. Pastor, Timbaba, you won't see me as Mommy Ellen again. Because you will see my shortcomings. I will see your shortcomings. And the Lord does not want me to throw you away because of your shortcomings. You see, strength. building. What it delivers to you is ability to suffer long. You see, charity suffereth long and is what? Is kind. Who is suffering and is kind? But a formation will deliver to you grace for long suffering. Configure you. You can bear. You can bear. It is because we don't bear. That's where we part ways. Somebody can, one another, you know, one another, there are tools for our perfection. One another's shortcomings, until we grow from completely. And we will not throw ourselves away because of shortcomings. Charity. You know, charity is a person with capacity to suffer long and is kind. That man arrived at that place by yielding to the laws of Christ, to the point of charity, suffered long and is kind. Eh? Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. He's not puffed up. That these are realms of Christ. He's not puffed up. There are things that can puff us up. There are things that can make you to envy one another. It's because we have not been healed of vanity. That's why I can be envious of Pastor Tayo's iPad. Vanity still means a lot to me. You get to understand to a point where you say, it is nothing. It is nothing. If my brother has it and I need it, I don't have it, I can go and borrow his own. Brother Tayo, please, I need your iPad because I am nothing. I am nothing. Jesus didn't feel anyhow. He borrowed everything. Titi con grave that they buried him inside. It was a borrowed grave. Where he had the Last Supper with his disciples, it was a borrowed place. Conchetie. The donkey that he rode into Jerusalem, Conchetie. He borrowed it. He borrowed Peter's boat. You know, the lust of men is ownership. Let my name be on this thing. But Jesus did not see all those things. He borrowed everything. Titi con grave. From the grave, he rose and went to sit on the throne. From a borrowed grave. Some people have built their graves before dying. He didn't make provision for grave. He is not providing for death because he knows he's not going to remain there. He's seeing where he's going. From the grave, he rose, picked his body, and went straight. So those things, understanding, we make you not to attach too much importance. You see, I used to think my husband was a Hausa man. We wanted to change our car. So it was giving us trouble. So we sold it in my heart. Selling that car, we add money to it and buy another one. He said no, that he wants to use the money to buy equipment. Money. Because we travel a lot. If it is only Lagos, the band travel. Kila mama lo. She be tired nika. She be Moses nika. Ken nika. Then my yak on where my. Money. How's any brother? Not knowing that, to him owning a car does not mean anything. Say, kila mama fitra. Say, she be tired nika. Moses, but Pastor Moses had one car that time. Land Rover or Range Rover. Said, Moses, Nika, Molik, be travel. I looked at him. I didn't know that he understood something. You see, ownership, owning something, your name is on it, is a lust of man. It adds to you. Temini. The Lord had to bring us to a point before he gave us a house. He brought us to a point. We told ourselves. We were negotiating. The Spirit of God was negotiating. Mi o fe ko ronu bo se ma nile. Mi o fe ko mu de tin dagba mo ti koja 50. Eh? He said, I don't want to think about it. At the same time, he was talking to him. So I said, Lord, no problem. Just make sure you pay my rent. I'm ready to be a tenant until I die. I made that resolve. Meanwhile, he was arranging for a house already for us. But he wanted the heart to come to a place. Tio ki se, hey, amokunrin lati kole ati ko wa tomokunrin gbodo kole, hey, mu gbodo. He too, the Lord was what he said, sweetheart, mo ti ready to go to my grave without owning a house. I said, ah, emi na ti so for long. The two of we, I said, I meet God to suffer long, but more ready as a tenant until we die. Shortly after that, the Lord gave us a house that our 1 naira was not in it. But what? The heart was already configured. That is not what makes you somebody. And it's not as if he doesn't want you to have it. He just wants your heart to a place. I said, Lord, I don't care. Even if I don't put a block on top of another, as long as I get life, I am okay. I started singing it. Well, after I made up my mind, a joy filled my heart. I was singing. And I will sell everything. I will sell everything to find you. You are the treasure that I seek. Hey, you are the treasure of my soul. If I will sell everything, I will sell everything to find you. I was singing out of my persuasion and decision I made. I sang that song. Shortly after that, our caretaker came and said, we are offering this house to you too. I said, Joe, I don't want trouble. Where will I get the money from? I said, please, I want focus. No distraction. We can't afford it. He said, God will do it. I said, God will do what? Money me over distraction. I just told God that I'm satisfied not owning a house. End of story. That's how we bought the house. The Lord provided money to the last couple. In fact, we had extra in millions after we paid. I'm sure you are blessed. There is a being God is looking for. There is a being that can defeat Satan. Satan is a high being. He's only low people that can defeat him. You have to go low, low, low. Your journey now is downwards. And we don't know that as we are going down, we are actually going up. Satan cannot handle low people. He's only high people that he can handle. Only a shit. He push. Chest out. He push. He will break your ribs. And it is his work. But God can undo. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. To destroy all the works of the devil. All the works. The works are inside us. We need the manifestation, the revelation of the Son, the opening up of the Son of God to destroy works in our souls. They're still working on it. But I'm willing, by the grace of God, to yield, to make every yielding a picture will come to your heart. Every yielding takes you down. That is how you know you are obeying. Every yielding takes you down. Every yielding makes you a nobody. Every yielding takes your right away from you. And that is what Satan has against you. Let's begin to thank him.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.